Former Alaska Governor and U.S. Senator Frank Murkowski is laying blame on environmentalists for a range of U.S. problems. In an address to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce yesterday, Murkowski said green-leaning liberals driving federal policy are out of line with economic reality.
They have the belief that they can create an ideal society and still support the government that tries to create it. Wealthy liberal environmentalists simply ignore the reality. The soaring price of gasoline if you're working in Los Angeles and you have to drive 100 miles back and forth every day.
Murkowski attributed everything from U.S. national debt to terrorism on environmentalists. He said they're blocking resource development on federal lands that could break U.S. dependence on Mideast oil that he said indirectly funds terrorists.
Why don't we prioritize the responsible development here at home? We're sending our men and women over there in the military to protect the oil flow to the Western world. Well, I've given you a few good reasons to move ahead in Alaska, in the Arctic, in ANWR, NPRA, OCS, and so forth.
Murkowski said the three Alaska areas could fill the Trans-Alaska pipeline, but a government influenced by a powerful environmental lobby is preventing their development. He says the same thing is happening with logging in the Tongass National Forest, construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, and development of the Pebble Mine. Murkowski said he's devoting a portion of the summer to travel and speak on the issue.